Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info program. I'm Susan Masika. In Switzerland, you need to be at least 16 to order a beer and 18 to drive a car. So 15-year-old David Gilligan is too young for either activity. Nevertheless, he's got a job at the Feldschlösschen Brewery near Basel. He's learning to drive a brewery cart powered by Belgian draft horses. It's quite a special apprenticeship, one of a kind in Switzerland, and a first for the brewery itself. The official job title is Equine Professional, specialized in driving a harnessed team. When looking into career options, David knew he wanted to work with animals. First, he did a summer job at the zoo in Basel. Later on, he had the chance to work at the Feldschlösschen stable for a week to see if it might be something for him.
I liked it. And now I'm here. And happy.
Thanks to the apprenticeship system, young people in Switzerland can get hands-on experience from an early age. When they finish their compulsory schooling at age 14 or 15, they choose between senior high school or an apprenticeship, which typically lasts 3 years and combines classroom lessons with practical experience. In keeping with tradition at the Feldschlösschen Brewery, a two-horse team delivers beer in Rheinfelden's old town every week. The brewery has 8 enormous horses. Each one weighs about 900 kilos, or nearly 2,000 pounds. That's twice the weight of an average horse, although these tall brown Belgians with the blonde manes aren't much taller. And even if they're 15 times heavier than David, they seem to respect the growing authority of the dark-haired boy with a gentle voice.
Is there a leader? I mean, who's the boss in the stable?
In here, also, we're the boss. Also, and on outside is then Hector, the oldest one there.
Okay. So age, because he's the oldest, or...?
No, I don't think so.
Hector has a strong personality.
Yeah.
A bit shy, David appears more at ease with the giant beasts than he does with a nosy member of his own species, like me. But he's got a good-natured twinkle in his blue eyes as he tells me things about the horses and their routine. David's days at the stable start at 6:30 in the morning. He and his colleagues feed the horses and muck out the stalls. When I visited, David was about to have a driving lesson with a more experienced co-worker named Hubert Schlachter. Not in a car, of course, but in a wagon drawn by 2 of the horses. The first step was getting the horses ready for work. To pull the wagon comfortably, they need to wear a lot of leather tack, like a yoke collar, and various straps. I noticed that David's movements were gentle and efficient, and that the horse, named Nero, was very cooperative, even lowering his head so that David could easily get the bridle over his ears.
What's something that would bother a horse? Like, what would make him angry or unhappy?
When you pull and tear on him and just always go to him, always do something.
When David was done, he told Hubert, who came and checked that everything was in order. Then Nero and a second horse, Raleigh, were hitched up to the wagon. Another careful process. After all, you can't risk having anything chafe or come loose, posing a health and safety risk both for the horses and the humans. Plus, think of all the barrels of beer that might roll away.
Kommt, Atje, Hü!
But on this day, we took a ride to the nearby forest, passing the impressive red and yellow brick castle where Feldschlösschen beer is brewed, and inhaling the fragrance of malt. The 2 men were in the driver's seat, while I sat behind them on a bench built into the wagon bed. And no frothy cargo, since this was just a practice drive. We spent a while on a poker-straight road parallel to the highway, but it didn't seem to faze the horses. I asked Hubert what David needed to concentrate on the most.
Die Handstellung.
The way he holds his hands, to get a feel for the horses and to be able to steer them. And that's the hard thing, getting that feeling in your fingers.
Then I turned to David to ask how he felt it was going.
Now I feel good because you have two horses in front of you and you can drive them. It's a good feeling.
And then things went a bit downhill, but only literally. Hubert reminded David to use the brakes, and I kept quiet for a while. We entered the forest with its lovely mix of leafy and coniferous trees. For now, David is busy getting the hang of driving a two-horse wagon. When he's got that down, he'll move on to a four-horse version. And eventually, he'll graduate to the six-horse brewery dray. Feldschlossen uses this for special events, like festivals and customer loyalty celebrations. David told me about the horse's exercise routine.
So we are going every day at a minimum once with them out, because they need to have exercise, they need to stay fit.
So at least once a day for an hour or 2 hours?
Yeah, between 1 and 2 hours.
And so with eight horses... Now hang on, so how do you do this? How do you make sure all the horses get enough exercise?
Not every horse goes out every day, because maybe it was out last day and the day before, or something like this.
Okay, but so you have sort of a schedule, an exercise schedule.
Yeah.
And if they didn't go often enough, what would happen?
Yeah, they wouldn't have so many. They wouldn't have so much power and stuff to then pull the carriage.
And I guess they could get fat, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
And I guess also, just like you need the practice, they need the practice, huh?
Yeah.
And how strong do you need to be to do this job?
You just need to exercise, exercise, and exercise.
But I mean, don't your arms get tired?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. Because sometimes the horses pull a bit more and sometimes not so much.
And how much are they pulling now?
Okay.
Do you think they're getting a little bit tired now?
They will be tired after 1 or 2 hours of just pulling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In about 30 minutes, we must have covered about 2 or 3 kilometers at a meditative pace that people hardly ever experience these days. There was time to admire the landscape and inhale the scent of damp vegetation. Then it was time to turn around, but that's a tricky maneuver. David and Hubert switched places, and Hubert took the reins for that. Then it was David's turn again, and we retraced our steps along the forest road. We passed a few walkers and their dogs, and everyone was careful to make way for the two giant horses and their cargo. It was a smooth ride. Sometimes Hubert gave David a tip or a warning, and I got the feeling that David was pretty comfortable. But then, as we got closer to the highway, they switched seats again. I asked David to explain why.
Because my hands were hurting, and this isn't good because you could hurt your arm really bad and, like, infect your sehne.
Oh, your arm tendons. Or your, yeah, that's the. Yeah. I think that's sehne, yeah. So, of course, better to be careful.
Yeah.
It's true. They were really pulling before, the horses, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And how much of a difference does it make which horses you're working with?
Because sometimes two of the other horses pull sometimes more or stronger, and the others are maybe a little bit more quiet and pull not so... so hard, like some others.
Do you have any idea why that is?
Because they have an other character and maybe more or less powersome.
Back at the stable, the horses had quite a thirst. I half wondered if they might be offered a refreshing lager or a hearty ale,
But no, for horses, simple water does the trick. He was really thirsty. It was fun to watch him drink.
Yeah, because he needed to work so long. That's why he has to drink and eat too, like we do.
David's only a few months into his apprenticeship, but he already knows a lot about the horses and what makes them tick.
He really likes you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know, just when I give him food, he like, hey, Ollie.
Oh, he just slobbered all over my sleeve.
Yeah, when I give him food, he likes, and when I say no to him, he doesn't like me so much.
And do you have a different relationship with every horse?
They have all different characters, and you need to act differently with everyone.
Have you got a favorite? And maybe you're not supposed to have a favorite, but in your heart, is there a favorite?
Until now, not yet.
What about one who you don't like?
No, I like everyone.
I guess that's important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing now?
Scratching himself.
I guess he's probably happy that he's not wearing all the tack.
Yeah.
But what impressed me was how when you stopped, you know, they were very patient when you took everything off. They
because they know they need to wait. And when they want to go, you just need to hold them a bit. That's why you've got the line always so straff.
Ah, so tight.
Yeah.
So they know. And also, when you got him ready, I was impressed that he seemed eager to go. He seemed happy that...
Yeah, he wants to have some exercise.
Okay, so that's... And is it different when you're out in the field or in the town? Do they behave differently?
As in the town, there's all the music, all the people, all the stuff. And in the forest, it's just quiet. So I would say in the forest, it's a little bit easier because there's no sound, no nothing around you.
On the days he's not working with the horses, David attends school to study topics that will round out his education. The apprenticeship will take 3 years to complete, and then he'll be a bona fide equine professional, specialized in driving a harnessed team. The plan is for him to stay at the brewery, but he could also work on a farm or at an equestrian center, for example. In a few months, David will be old enough to drink his employer's products. I asked him whether his friends were envious or thought it was an especially cool job.
Well, no, it's just a job. But it's something special to me because I'm the first one that can do this here.
But of all the jobs that you do in this apprenticeship, what's your favorite?
Being with the horses. Also, it's all the time with the horses, but just, yeah, it's fun.
And it was also fun for me to visit with David and his two, and especially four, legged friends. Even if I smelled a bit like a horse afterwards. You can read more about the Swiss tradition of apprenticeships at swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Danny Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.